The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, April 14th, 2024, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that teaches how to take control of your health, focusing on accurate, up-to-date, fact-checked health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, nor loyalty to any institution except honesty. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and joining me is the PhD of Waffle House and Eastridge, Clint Powell.
What's up, man? How you doing, sir?
Good morning, my friend.
I just had to take a break from, I don't have surgery today, but I do have office visit at the Waffle House, so.
Okay.
Yeah. They can wait in the waiting room, that little line of chairs right there. They can hang out there until I'm ready to see them, so we're good.
I love that. I did the stupidest thing I've probably done in about 4 years.
Oh, good.
Maybe 14 years. When I had my hip surgery, you get all these prescriptions.
Right.
You know, they just come with a package. I used two of them out of about eight.
Okay.
And only for a short time. Well, there was a sleeping pill in there. Well, kind of a sleeping pill. It really puts you out. So a friend of mine really had not slept for 4 weeks. And so I said, you know what? I'll bring you one pill. And if it works, then you call your doctor and you get a prescription for those pills.
Right.
So I put it in my little baggie that night so I would not forget it the next day, because they were pretty urgently needing something. They were crashing to a point, and I was not going to give it more than one.
Okay.
So I get up 3:12 next morning, which was just yesterday, and I get up and I go and do my protein drink, which I do every single morning, Monday through Saturday. I use the whey protein, double scoops on it. I use some psyllium husk, and I use the greens powder that does not have oxalates, just the wheatgrass and the matcha tea. And I blend it all up in a shaker. I drink it. That's what gives me all my get up and go for the morning. Keeps my carbs low. Does me right.
Okay.
Taking all my pills.
Yep.
Get ready to walk out the door. And I look down and I had taken all my pills in my baggie. Guess what was in my baggie, Clint?
You didn't give him the pills?
I tucked a sleeping pill at 3:30 yesterday morning.
How'd you feel?
Panicked city. I went and sat on a recliner and thought, what do I do?
You go to the gym.
Well, this pill was so strong that I was scared that I was not going to be able to drive a car.
Oh,
stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like drinking eight shots of tequila. And so I'm sitting there panicking. I'm thinking, I'm not going to miss a workout. I'm just not going to do it. So I jump in the car at 3:30. I rushed to Crunch Fitness before the pill hit.
Yeah.
Well, the pill started hitting about when I got to Crunch. I go into the walk-in market, the gas station right in front of Crunch.
Red Bull.
No, escalate that another notch.
Celsius.
No.
Monster.
Nicotine chewing gum.
Attaboy.
There we go. Hey, let me just
gonna be a bear, be a grizzly, buddy. Bunch of sissies on your stupid Celsius drinks.
What a health food nut.
Heck,
I got me some chewing gum.
How many of those
gum
did you go through?
I went through three of the chewing gum. And I'm just telling you, one part of me was like feeling the sleeping pill. The other part was Superman.
What is the what's the shot they give in your leg when you have an allergic reaction? An EpiPen?
Yes.
You just basically gave your heart. Your heart's like, I'm going to go to sleep and I want to run 10 miles. I'm not sure what I'm doing here. So did you take the pills that you were supposed to give to your buddy?
I took the pill.
Okay, but did he get the pills?
No, he never got the pill.
Okay.
So because I didn't see
you
him.
You took it, yeah. Gotcha.
I took the daggum pill.
Good for you, Ed. Look at us there.
So this is a show about Ed's health journey. It's not just health.
Right.
And that was nothing about health. That was about just
No, that's
stupid.
Good. You know what, though? It goes to goes to a point. I've taken pills by mistake before.
Have you?
And you start, you start taking too many, ooh, and you get very confident and not conscious of what you're doing, intentional. You can take the wrong thing at the wrong time.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that a lot of people are injured by that sometimes.
Absolutely.
Katie did a great YouTube on cellular detox, and I encourage people to go to Nutrition World's YouTube channel. Anyone who is, and most of us are, in need of some detoxing, it is a fabulous little summary of how do we put a plan together. In fact, today we're going to be talking about how do we detox from maybe some of the spike proteins and some of those things today on the show. But this has to do with overall detoxing. YouTube, Nutrition World channel, Katie. And it's interesting. Read much, hear much, talk much about the chemtrails?
Yes, I talk about it all the time. Good. Me and Jeff Styles get into it all the time.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm not sure where I actually stand on that, but as you probably know, because I know you really keep up with the news, but Tennessee State passed bills on chemtrails, conspiracy theory. It is passed a bill targeting these chemtrails by Representative Fritz of Kingston and Representative Sutherland from Morristown. And it passed on the Senate on Monday. Now, it's not yet advanced to the House, but it claims it is documented the federal government and other entities acting on the federal government's behalf of the government's request to conduct experiments by intentionally dispersing chemicals into the atmosphere behind jet planes. What are your thoughts?
Okay, so I don't know behind the jet planes, but it's fact the government does geoengineer our weather in certain areas of the country.
Okay,
I can't remember the name of it, little particles of an silver nitrate or something to help give more moisture to the air.
Okay.
But that's not chemtrails. So I've read the bill. There's no mention of chemtrails. That article, they mentioned chemtrails. But in the bill, it says anything about chemtrails. It talks about bioengineering or weather engineering of our atmosphere.
Oh.
And what they're saying, if I'm not mistaken, because it's been, I think it was last week when I read through it, if I'm not mistaken, it just talks about you can't do that above in the state of Tennessee as far as the weather. You can't go up and geoengineer. And I think they do it in California, places that need rain.
Uh-huh.
I think they'd actually go do that. I looked that up while we're talking, but I don't know about chemtrails out of planes. I think that might be kind of silly. But in my world, if you're going to do it to control weather, which they've been talking about doing this forever, I don't know why it acts like it's a conspiracy theory, but why would you not incorporate it into planes? And I'm not saying every plane.
Yes, yes.
But so do I think the trails we see in the air are chemical?
Gotcha.
I think that's exhaust from a plane.
I do too. But
do I believe, though, that they are seeding our clouds from time to time, trying to see what they can do to they try to control every other part of our world. Why would our finances, our health, our food, why would we not think they're going to try to control that for other purposes?
I'm right there almost with you. The only thing that I'm concerned about is that they can't. If they can do it, they will eventually do it.
100%.
One. And two is, because they're so vaccine loony, we know that they're on the verge of producing vaccines that are just inhaled.
Right.
And so all of a sudden, the whole nation will be vaccinated without, unless you hide in a cave.
Well, I've read they're actually putting it in some of the food, too. But
yes,
I mean, that's a conspiracy theory, I know for sure.
Yes, yes.
All right, not bioengineering, it's geoengineering of our weather. If you can just Google it, I'm reading dozens of articles. It's not a conspiracy theory. That part's not a conspiracy theory. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, we covered that one. I'm glad we talked about it. Again, I look at all these jets. Of course, I fly an airplane. I don't have trails because I fly a prop plane that actually burns leaded gas.
Right.
I mean, I'm putting out some pretty nasty stuff, but that's the only way these engines can still run. They were not produced to run on anything but that. There was a study about the COVID shots that the conclusion was that it caused more deaths than they saved. I'm not so sure about that, but we know that there's some real issues. But a now retracted review published in the Journal of Curious called for a moratorium on the COVID-19 shots. But it says that it cited significant increases in serious adverse events among those who received the injections. Not everybody, but when there was an unacceptably high harm to reward ratio. And there's a thing called numbers needed to vaccinate. And that's really where you weigh the risk against benefit. And it said that for every life saved, there were nearly 14 times more deaths caused by the injection. I don't say I can believe that. That's way horrendously high. All I can tell you is on a daily basis at Nutrition World, many people share their very intimate stories of their health Never in 45 years have I heard people who were very generally healthy go to very unhealthy. I see a lot of people over my 45 years who were moderately unhealthy who just continued to slide down the yep. slippery slope. But we're talking resilient, strong men and women who were very well functioning, slept pretty darn well, felt pretty darn good, worked hard, had great families, and they're practically disabled out of nowhere. And most of these people, it was within 2 weeks of their last injection. So it is a growing mystery that is kind of falling apart as far as the credibility of all that we were told back in those days.
Yeah.
It sure is. The sperm counts around the world have declined by more than 50% between 1973 and 2013, and they continue to dwindle. The most significant declines were found in samples from men in North America, Europe, Australia, and New Zealand. And this, a level at which a man will have trouble actually fertilizing an egg. And they're saying so many things contribute to this. Excessive microwave radiation from wireless technologies, they're actually saying here. And this was in a study that was published. Of course, obesity and inactivity play a very, very active role. Scary stuff, because we need people to function on to build things in this life, but we're going the wrong direction, it seems.
Well, if you talk with our friend Josh over at Optimize You, whose studio we're sitting in right now, is because he sponsors the studio here at Whitfield Media, he'll tell you that one small example of change in men, the testosterone levels in the 20 and 30 year olds is what it used to be in the 50 and 60 yes. year olds, and it's happening more and more often.
Yes.
And you got to start asking yourself, is it one thing or is it accumulation of the 10, 12 things that are just impacting us a little here? The plastics here, the EMS here, all this stuff back and forth.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think there are some onesies, but I think most of it is the combination yes. of factors. It is time to take a break. When we come back, great information that will be coming your way from two experts as far as how do we get past and maybe cleanse the system of some of the spike proteins and other contaminants from the vaccines. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Are you into fitness? If so, we've got the event for you. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming June 1st. It's bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Men and women will be competing for the Mr. and Miss Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Crunch Fitness, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Chat Mortgage, and White Lightning Harley Davidson. For more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
A Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my co-host Clint Powell. And due to the synchronicity of the universe, we have amazing two guests here. We're going to talk about COVID, which we haven't done in a while. And if you all remember, you may not, but we've been doing this show, I have, for 6 years. And during the part of COVID, the first of it, the middle and the end, Dr. Green, the doctor here in town, was my partner. And it was odd when I look back on it, because the first 3 to 6 months of COVID, he was towing the party line. He really didn't want to say anything negative. But, you know, even though he worked for corporate medicine, he finally had to admit some truths to this really disaster that has happened. And now, you know, we're in the world of long COVID and spike proteins and boosters and things like that. And, you know, on my show, I always had the coward of the week, and I would always talk about restaurants or pharmacies or somebody who would not bend at all and who were preaching the philosophy that now we see all the cracks in the armor, even the general public does. So today we have two people who are very expert on that and on natural medicine. We have Justin Porter and Rebecca Wheeler from North American Urban Spice. Welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Thanks for having us, Ed. We're happy to be here.
Thanks, Ed.
Well, you just did a great unbelievable training at Nutrition World for my staff. I mean, they came up the steps and said, wow, that was the first word out of their mouth. And I did not realize who was down there. You guys were training, because we've actually had three trainings this week. My staff is so well trained and they love information. But I want to, and you know, it's interesting, this morning at 10 o'clock or about 11 o'clock, Matt comes back to me, one of my staff members, and says, this lady wants to know about long COVID and spike proteins. What can a person do, because she's feeling that her father's endlessly sick? It was perfectly fine until the last booster, blank, blank, blank. We know the same similar story. And I just want you guys take on this whole subject, and we can go anywhere you want with it. We've got, you know, about 14 minutes to discuss this. Certainly we want to give tips to help people, but we also can talk about other areas of this whole campaign for vaccines and all the information that surrounds that. So let's get it rolling. What's your thoughts?
Well, it's been a bombardment, and we've been under a bombardment of essentially falsehoods for hundreds of years, and what COVID really was. And I think you guys are aware of it too. It was the precursor for this disease X situation as well, a hypothetical disease. And COVID was also told to us way before it actually happened. Mm-hmm. And at this point, I don't think we even know what COVID really was or what it is. And everybody's had different symptoms, but there has been this lurking and long lasting symptomatic kind of ongoing situation, and it's manifested as, you know, hair loss, it's manifested as bad skin, it's manifested as heart condition, sudden arrhythmic death syndrome, all of these things coming through. And what we've been able to really, really get under the skin and really figure out is how we get people back to that equilibrium, healthy again. And, you know, we've got endless examples at this point going into things where we've said, what can we do to turn their health back to where it should be?
But it, real quick, isn't that the key of what I know what you guys talk about and what we talk about here on the show, though, is figuring out, no matter what the circumstance or who's responsible, whether you believe it's somebody over here or it's real life, right? But it's empowering yourself to research, be confident in asking questions, and then what are the alternatives? What should I be taking? What should I be doing? Where should I be going to for the news and the resources that can filter out some of the stuff? And that's the biggest thing, is we there was a sense of helplessness we felt, because either way we went, and I had these conversations with my friends, seemed like a bad choice. You know, either way I went, I was ostracized for taking the vaccine. I was ostracized for not taking the vaccine. I'm stuck in the middle. I got family. And I'm trying to, well, who's going to tell me the truth? And what can I do? That's the thing. That loss of control is a big deal. And that's what I think these kind of conversations can help us feel like there's things we can control.
And now you have vast experience to help put some things in the toolbox for people as far as lifestyle and maybe other choices. So what have you learned over the past years?
Well, we certainly learned that everybody's an individual.
Yes.
First and foremost, then there's not going to be one answer for everybody, you know, and the causes of all of these effects are different. Is it the vaccine? Is it COVID? Is it a fungus that has got in there with the condition? Is it a parasite?
Is it simply malnutrition from the food supply being mm-hmm. not what it was meant to be? And we've been lied to by the registered dietitians and by the physicians as to what true healthy nutrition is. And so then we are able to receive these diseases and pathologies so easily because we are so weak and susceptible.
That makes such good sense. And if we look back on the resilient generations, they would not have succumbed the way that we did. There was always epidemics, and it could always take out the strong people. But generally, the strong ones rebounded even if they got sick. I've had 4 cases of COVID, and each one was different. I think the reason I'm doing better now at almost 67 than I've ever done in my whole life is, why is that? I built a foundation of strong, resilient health using the green pharmacy and using lifestyle and using exercise and clean water and focusing on EMFs and not living in a cave. I can say all these things, and I take 72 pills a day, but I don't do that most of my day. I enjoy my life. I just have a plan. We all have to have a plan.
Yeah, and taking control of your own health as well, because you can't rely on the information because we don't know who's sponsoring that information. And natural health has always been the foundation. You know, it starts with your diet and then it goes into now because of how they've destroyed the soils. We need to have the supplements. And if you look at people who have had a loss of smell, loss of taste, they are in chronic depressive moods because they feel terrible. It's a horrific thing. You know, we have a simple product called Sinuarega. It contains sage. You blast that into the sinuses, and we've had people turn that around in as quickly as a week.
Really?
And they've been 2 years without taste, without smell.
Wow.
But if we're not having those conversations, or those conversations are censored, then who is going to find out?
Mm-hmm. Well, and you add on not just the physical and the emotional fear that we were put through, but the response to it, which I think on another podcast, which we may have down the road, we can dive into this. We're not going to do it here. But I will say, the response to the threat is, now I can't leave my house. I can't see my loved ones. I can't go to work and feel productive. Mm-hmm. Now, because Ed and I do talk about this all the time, health is way more than just what's my blood pressure and what's my body, you know, body mass index. It's the mental aspect too, which the last 4 or 5 years, I think we're starting to come out of the cocoon and the eyes are starting to open, I hope. But, you know, the importance of that, going back to being able to take care of my own things, my own health, how important is sunshine now? You know, seriously, just going out and standing in the sunshine for 10 or 15.
It has, in some regards, been very positive to awaken people that were not kind of sleepwalking as far as what they could and couldn't do
or
needed to do.
Have y'all seen that too? People's eyes starting to come
up.
And
some medical people too have awakened. There's no doubt.
More than ever, I think we're in a real time where people are starting to see truth and understand truth. We're seeing more people go to God again. And I think that's a really, really key part where people can find the truth. You know, who's praying more now? You know, where are we getting that information from? And really, I think the government-sponsored elements of our advice, people are starting to question because it's not working.
Yes.
You know, have, you know, like the CDC, you see who sponsors the CDC, and it's all companies that don't have our best interests, their hearts. Mm-hmm. And then you look at the results we're getting from childhood vaccines alone. You know, we've got now autism 1 in 26 in California.
Really? That many?
That many.
And it used to be, we didn't even know they had the word for it back in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, and if you remember when you were in school, how many kids were going through obvious learning difficulties or attention deficit disorder? And how many kids had, you know, chronic asthma? And all of these things that you start to just question. And once you start questioning...
Food allergies.
Yep, big time.
Yes. Once you start questioning one thing, it all unravels.
It does unravel. Perfect word.
I was just going to say, I heard this on the Joe Rogan podcast. His podcast is a little bigger than our platform, but that's okay. We've said it here on this platform too. one of the things about a year into it that I started noticing, it was because I was listening to other sources, was I think they don't understand how they weren't very strategic about some of it, because if they had been talking to me about the solution of the pharmacy, I would have listened to that more. If they had also been saying the things like, hey, go get your vitamin D, get outside and go walk. But they weren't telling. I think the governor of California was enticing people to get the vaccine through giving away hamburgers. And I was like.
And then Krispy Kreme donuts. They had that special day.
And so I guess the reason I bring that up is it seems like I would have given more credence to what the experts were saying, is if at the same time they were saying stuff like Ed was saying, who I trust, mm-hmm. or Joe Rogan, who was saying, who's got some credibility, people that look the part and play the part and go, by the way, there's these things you can do that are kind of free or cheap.
And we gave away at Nutrition World, we have for the past 4 years, free vitamin D to school teachers, firemen, policemen, and healthcare workers. And we gave away a modest amount. In the high point of this, we probably gave away 5 people a day. We're a town of 300,000. We should have been giving away 50 a day. But because everything was put down in the traditional medical, or in the media, that people just didn't respond.
One question for you, for either one of y'all. Have y'all seen more people reaching out to you now for not only products, but for the training because of this? They're like, okay, we want to be ready the next time this happens in our store around the country or around wherever you service.
Yes, absolutely.
And tell people what your focus of products, because I love North American Urban Spice. I use the oregano anytime I have a under the weather, is what I call it. My daughter has had some ups and downs, and is the one remedy she can count on when she's feeling under the weather with you name it.
Yeah, well, we were attacked at the beginning of the pandemic, and I think it was Washington Post and Fox mm-hmm. News actually said, don't take oregano. That actually brought a lot of attention to us at the same
really?
Time. So
I take it all the time when I'm getting sick. But y'all go ahead.
But the beauty of it is that we are a company that stands by, you know, no flow agents, no fillers and mm-hmm. binders, and wild crafted ingredients first and foremost, made the way that God designed them. And
so the active ingredients you standardize, you make sure they're in there, and most companies don't do that.
Well, we actually extract. We then measure, but we don't standardize.
Okay,
so
you measure. That's
we measure,
what we
yeah.
want.
So we
yes.
test. So our oregano has at least 8 more constituents than any other oregano wow. on the market. It is the only one safe for daily use. Mm-hmm. We didn't shut down during COVID at all. We were mm-hmm. wide open, and we're in Illinois, which was pretty, you know, afraid during that period of time. Rebecca traveled, 46 times during that?
Yeah. Did you? What a hero.
Wow.
I am still have a little hard time getting over the companies that refuse to do lectures at our store. When we actually had a lecture scheduled and they canceled due to COVID, and they always wore masks. You know what? They have dropped significantly in our store just because I called them a coward of the week. They just truly were.
It's authenticity at the end of the day. Do you stand by what
Bingo.
You're preaching? And if you don't, then you're going to be exposed. So
I traveled more during COVID than any other
really?
Time of my life.
Well, we can't really create a plan here, but I want you to encourage people that there are options. But I think what you said at the very first of this show, it has to be personalized. That's one thing I have learned. This isn't like, I have high cholesterol. What can I take to lower it? Okay, that's 90% pretty certain. Here, do this and this, and probably it will go down. I've dealt with so many clients and people, and, you know, we have blood testing at Nutrition World. I feel like it helps to put together a better plan for people to empower themselves. We don't treat diseases, but we treat poor health, and we help them empower. So telling people it's personalized does not give them a script of what to do.
No, and there are consistencies we're seeing. And, you know, sometimes if it's infectious, then you've got to have the oregano. The oregano mm-hmm. resp in particular is 50 times stronger than any other product that has oregano in it because of how concentrated we dry the oils. But we are seeing things like black seed oil.
Yes.
Really, really help people.
You have a wonderful black seed oil.
Yeah.
In liquid and capsules.
We fresh press that at the source.
And the frontline doctors actually recommend this black seed oil very much so.
They do. And they've been, you know, that product has trended now for about 2 years, mm-hmm. and it's wonderful because it helps everything. And so
there you go.
You've got this wonderful support. You also have things like pine needle tea. We have a Pine Power Plus product that is just wonderful, has high shikimic acid. And then you can't ignore the enzymes, things like natokinase, bromelain, quercetin is still, I know it's not an enzyme, but quercetin is a bioflavonoid that is absolutely crucial for healing. Minerals, vitamins, from the best sources. I prefer whole food personally. Mm-hmm. They're all the things that can combine to get people really turned around. And we've had people at the worst parts of their lives, you know, depressed, hopeless. But the spike proteins themselves are not to be joked about because they replicate in the body the way they're delivered in these mRNA shots. And they almost create a factory. So we have to stop that production and reverse it. So that's why the enzymes along with these wonderful herbs are so critical.
And we got to wind it down. But in your opinion, can we get the spike proteins from someone who just had the vaccine?
I believe so.
But probably not easy.
I believe so. I don't think it affects people the same way as it does if it is injected into the body.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, Clint, you look like you have a question.
No, I'm not going to say it.
Go ahead, my friend.
Just whatever you do, don't go research Event 201. Back to anybody else.
Hey, tell the listeners your website if they want to learn more about your products and anything else. What is that?
You can go to NorthAmericanUrbanSpice.com, but we highly recommend that they take a trip over to Nutrition World at NutritionWorld.com, is that?
NutritionW.com.
NutritionW.com, because Nutrition World will ship anywhere in the country. So we would prefer that you buy the products directly from them.
Well, we are, you know, to me, we are brothers and sisters in this industry. If it helps other people, it's going to help all of us in a certain ripple effect. So thank you both for joining us on Vital Health Radio.
Thank you, Ed.
Thanks for having us.
All right. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have an inspirational story again from a gentleman who's been on here, Jason, in Afghanistan, doesn't have any lower body, and he just set a world record on bench press, like 1,000,000 pounds, more than you can bench, Clint. There was a little doubt there.
I know him pretty well. He's a bad man.
Bad man. Yeah. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows. Or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
The Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming June 1st. It's bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Tune into the Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You Podcast, for more information and online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter each Saturday at 9 a.m.
for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a great radio show about all things Chattanooga.
Don't miss it. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. Broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World and back with my partner, Clint Powell. We've had this gentleman on once or twice. I love the stories he tells. He has a story to tell. He's from Afghanistan, and they had some really, you know, hard times. And I'll let Clint or Jason Smith tell some of these stories. And we're also going to talk to Jason. I think it's so cool, especially on the heels of what you just listened to before on how he detoxed from the COVID vaccines that he was forced to take in the military. Well, welcome, Jason, to Vital Health Radio.
Thank you.
Yes. So why don't you talk, Clint, tell people just what this man has done.
I cannot remember who introduced me to you a couple years ago. I had you on my podcast several times. And then I think it'd be good for about 60 seconds, Ed, if you don't mind, tell everybody, you know, how you got injured. You don't have to relive the whole story because we've heard that, but that'll be a good jumping off point because we're going to talk about rowing, bench press, vaccines, and food in the next 14 minutes. But it will help shape people's perspective on why you believe what you believe and just how amazing what you've achieved is.
Perfect.
But they might lose some frame of reference if they don't know your background, sir.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little different.
Yeah, absolutely.
You had some life-changing events.
Yeah, so I was in the U.S. Army from 2009 to 2014. Then in 2012, I stepped on a 15-pound IED. I lost both of my legs and had extensive right-hand damage. I did my rehab in San Antonio, and once I retired, I really dove deep into holistic healing and the proper way to really maintain and keep up with your body.
I love that.
I will say this. If you want to see some cool pictures of long-haired cows, what are those things called on your...
Highland cows.
They look like hippie cows. They do. They look like they ought to be in like a rock band. They're very cool.
What does that have to do with this podcast?
I don't know. I'm trying to direct. He's a content creator.
Okay. Thank you very much. For nothing. Thank you.
That's my contribution. I'm out.
So, okay. You're out. Yeah, see you, Clint. Bye. Okay, Jason. First off, I want to talk just real quick. You are in phenomenal physical shape. You don't let anything stop you. You have that determination that I think we sometimes have lost some of that over the generations, but I sometimes see it coming back also because hardship builds strong people, and you are steel. There's no doubt. Now, just real quickly, you benched 420, did you say, just a couple weeks ago?
410.
410, okay.
I like how you do that, though. You can tell everybody what I bench anytime. He just added. Did you see his face? He's like, yes, 420 is what I bench.
And you are a king daddy-o on the rowing machine, and you set another world record, right?
I did, yes.
Yes. And you look like something out of a movie that you have. Your physique is amazing. And a lot of guys' physiques are amazing sometimes, but they're not functional. Yours is very, very functional. And you and I powwow a whole lot on something that we have in common called seed oils and the aversion to seed oils. And we'll talk just real quickly so I can summarize to people. Those are oils from canola, safflower. All the cooking companies use these seed oils because they're cheap, inexpensive, and they last a long time. But we now know, we didn't know this 10 years ago. Nutrition World sold seed oils 15 years ago because we thought canola was healthy.
Yep.
Well, we now know that maybe the sugar wasn't killing us. It was the oil that was combined with the sugar in all of these processed foods, and some of them considered healthy foods. because the seed oils damage the mitochondrial function. It also causes the LDL, the part of the lipid panel, to oxidize. When that happens, it damages arteries and increases cardiovascular disease manyfold. But yet the American Heart Association still says to use these canola and vegetable oils. But you and I powwow on that because you also are a very deep diver into this. And so you don't, most of the time, none of us are perfect, but you try not to eat that kind of foods and tell people what you do eat. People are always intrigued about people's diets.
Yeah. So I do stay away as much as I can from the seed oils. Mm-hmm. And the only thing I really cook with is butter.
Perfect.
Or tallow. And
what is tallow? Tell people what tallow is.
So it's an animal fat.
Yeah. It's just plain old animal fat. It's kind of like lard in a way, but it's like one step better. I love tallow.
And, you know, coming from a personal training background and a nutritionist background as well, I really stumbled on something called carnivore eating. And everything I learned in nutrition was kind of contradicted by my results that I got from carnivore. I was always told I had to eat carbs, mm-hmm. breads, just anything to really get those calories in. But after I quit eating all that stuff, I quit feeling sluggish. I woke up better. I had more energy throughout the day. And
I was yawning. I just got pointed at. I don't appreciate that, sir.
And I just felt better. You know how kids, when they run around, they're never tired, right? They always have that energy. I felt like a kid again at 37. And I was just like, man, this is amazing. And I've been on carnivore ever since.
I have too. How many years you been on carnivore?
Three
years. I've been about 2.5.
Is it all meat though? Is it all?
No.
Tell me. That's the misconception.
There are people who do that. Yeah. That's not the right way.
So what does carnivore mean?
So the way
how you live it.
For me, I still eat fruits. I'll eat blueberries. I'll eat avocado. Mm-hmm. The only seasoning I have is butter and salt or honey, and that's really my carb sources are only fruits and honey. That is it.
Mm. Okay.
And then I'm at his shop Monday and Friday buying meats. Buying the raw cheese, and just getting anything else we need.
Kind of meat do you get? What's your favorite thing to make?
So recently, we've had a life change in the last 2 months. My wife was diagnosed with something called Lyme disease, and it's chronic, so it's not something that'll go away now. But we've completely changed our diet to wild meats. It's just bison, elk, venison. No, unless it's Wagyu. Like I'm not eating. I'm not eating steaks, anything like that anymore. I'm not eating chicken because chicken can be high histamine as well. Mm. So now we're just solely on wild meats.
Love it.
How's the taste on that? You liking it?
I like elk.
Okay.
Venison is different. It's not bad.
Yeah. Well, it depends on the deer itself.
Yes.
Now.
And you'll also get better at recipes. I have a friend that said that. He goes, after about a year or two of it, he goes, man, I got it down. It took some trial and error, but he's got it down now. So
yeah.
I love that. Now, I'm similar, except I do include cabbage with every lunch and supper. I just have a loyalty to my little Indole-3 and cruciferous vegetables. I think they do decrease cancer in women and men. So I'm like that. And I eat about 50 to 60 carbs Monday through Friday and about 150 on weekends. And how many carbs are you eating, do you know? Not many.
Not many.
Probably about 50. If you're doing some honey and fruit, you're probably hitting about 50.
But I'll be honest. My coffee, I put butter and honey in it. So
I put Inuka honey in my coffee every morning.
I do
every morning.
I got away from creamers because if you read the ingredients in creamers,
I don't do it.
It's horrible.
You know what I used to? The extra virgin.
Ooh, I don't like
coconut
that in
oil.
Not in coffee.
With the Manuka honey. No. The coconut oil.
Stop it, Clint.
So good, little cinnamon.
I'm talking to Jason. I don't care about your diet. Look, he's overweight and out of shape anyway. We're talking to somebody who's in shape and looks like could win a bodybuilding contest any day. Speaking of that, I'm going to be in one on June 1st.
Oh, look at you dropping it in. Good job.
I've learned from the expert you. Yeah. I know how to do this cool
good job.
Word drops.
That's awesome.
So, said carnivores, I feel like is very good for that kind of purpose too, just trying to be fit even for the beach. I do. Again, it is about making wise choices, and I had a couple who did he listened to Joe Rogan, and he went on a really zero carb diet, and he called it carnivore, but his blood work was so awful that I almost felt like sending him to the emergency room. They did it for 6 months. We do need some carbs, and you doing your honey and your fruits completely takes care of that. Let's go to what you had to do in the military with vaccines. What did they make you do?
So there was a long list of vaccines I took when I entered the military in 2009, okay. But you know, not being versed on it and just kind of doing what you think is your duty, I just willingly took them, right? Never thought about it, never had any adverse reactions, and I was very lucky. But I know when I got out, I met my wife in 2014 after, or 2013, and after I got out, she really turned me on to the holistic side of healing. And I had to go, and she was telling me, I really need to detox harsh metals and stuff like that out of my body. So she started putting me on this rigorous supplement list, and I think you know, that changed my life for the best. I quit doing things just because I was told. I haven't had a flu shot in 10 years. Definitely didn't get COVID, the COVID shot. And I feel like we should have the ability to ask why. You don't have to just jump. You know, I want to know why you're making me jump to these vaccines. And I mean, I think I'm in pretty good health with or without it.
And part of that, sometimes people crash when they get the vaccine, and some people crash later. But if you can, if you're strong enough when you first get it, I think you're more resilient. Now, that doesn't mean down the road it can't come back to bite you. But what you have done is put the odds so much in your court that normal aging might happen, but not disastrous turbo cancers and all these things that we hear about and that I see almost every day and hear about. And, you know, I mean, look at the news media. I look at headlines. I don't look a lot of it, because I know it can entrap my mind if I look at too much news. But the amount of headlines with this person has cancer, this person has cancer, this person has ALS, this person has, you know, something else. I've never seen anything like this. And it is, and it was termed turbo cancers too, because the cancers they're getting, they're not going to live but 6 months to a year, and they die. These are fast acting cancers out of nowhere on people who are 40 and 30s, not 80s. Common sense has to say that something has changed in this world in the past 4 years. And what is that? There's only one significant thing. So it has to be somewhat related. Not all the time. We can't always say that. But I love the fact that, you know, you're so aware. I guess your wife turned you on, is what it sounds like?
Yes. Yeah. And we heal holistically with everything. You should see our cabinet. It looks like an aisle of your store. It's interesting.
And you have children.
We do. We have two.
Yes. Very healthy.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I've had to come to terms with a little bit of this vaccine in children, because my daughter, who's now has two children, my two grandboys, and she's really in these groups. You know, she actually has a Facebook group, which I can't remember, Clint.
The Holistic Mom, is it?
No, it's not that. Now, she's going to be real happy that we both forgot her Facebook group. Okay. she will not listen to this show. And no one tell Katie that I forgot her Facebook.
No, we're good. We're going to hit this part out. I'll say it here in a minute. You keep talking.
Okay. Yeah, so there are kids that I know who've had every shot known to man, which is four times more shots than Katie had to get. And they're perfectly fine at this stage. They don't have the ADD. They don't have the autism. They're just perfectly normal, kind of quirky kids sometimes. And then I've got now knowledge of people who've given no vaccines, and some of them are having these issues, the autism and the ADD, to a degree that's like disabling. So it's not an exact science. There are times when I think that it's the spilling over of the toxins, and if the cup is empty enough, you can put a vaccine in and it doesn't fill it. If the cup's not empty, like heavy metals and other toxins that come from just being in the mother and living, then I think it triggers. I don't know.
I just want to say, I don't have my phone with me or anything, but in case anybody wants to find Katie's group,
Earth Conscious Mama. I just remembered it. Earth Conscious Mama. Thank you.
I'm not going to throw you under the bus. That. He did that without a phone. My phone. I was lying. Ed, to come through for your daughter.
That's carnivore for me. Yes. Absolutely. And that's the lack of seed oils.
I do believe, I don't want to go too far here, but I do believe there's a connect in diet that leads to that as well.
Yes.
Gut health.
That's what everybody's doing wrong.
Yes.
Everybody's doing poor gut health and poor diet.
Can I ask a quick question about what you're doing now about homesteading? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Take it that direction. How much of what you're doing in your personal life, I'm assuming a lot of it, but how much of it comes from the lack of what you see in the stores and the news around health and fitness? How much of what you're doing and what your goals are at your homestead. Can I call it a homestead now?
In the making.
In the making. Okay, yeah. So that's what I mean, though. You've got this plan ahead. Is that so to counter the lack of what you see as perceived lacking over here in the food industry and the news we have?
I could confidently say every step I take, along with my wife, everything we take is to ensure that our children have the best future, health-wise and just safety-wise. So,
and don't you think it comes along with the thinking too? It's way bigger than the health. Teaching your kids how to think, because that thinking is not just around your health care.
Yeah, and you know, we started homeschooling this year, and you know, we're almost as a society, we've been kind of taught, like, unless you're a teacher, you can't teach your children. At this age, 7 and 9, I mean, there's nothing I'm struggling with to teach them. Reading, math, science. Mm-hmm. Now, when it gets a little bit heavier up there, or when they start doing harder stuff, then, you know.
They have books.
Yeah. and it's just, I want to build, my wife and I want to build something that we can sustain our needs, and as well as just give them the safest place to grow without outside influence. Because
I love that, because that feels like a sense of security.
It does. There's a lot of stuff out there that some children are seeing that they shouldn't see.
But you know what? I hate to say this too. People always act like homeschooling is the new thing. No, the school system, the way we have it the last 100 years, that's the new thing.
Yes.
Ah, you're right, yes. Glenn.
The Little that House is. On the Prairie used to have schoolhouses.
Yes.
That she was a teacher, but other people substituted. Went there when the work was done at the house. Yeah. I guess my point on that is what we're doing now is new.
It's
kind of crazy.
We're kind of told what to do, and if you kind of stray away from that or have your own views, you're kind of hushed.
Yes, you are. Very good.
And I just want to give them the best quality of life I can give.
I love it. I love every time we talk, because you are an example that people should look up to, especially for parenting, food, fitness, devotion to your principles of life. And I think we are growing in some people because of the hardships, but you are a prime example. So, and thank you so much, Jason. And one last comment here is on Seed Oils, there is an app called Seed Oil Scout. I love that app.
I do.
You're the only person on earth so far that said they had it.
There's a love fest going
there
on.
Is. Yeah.
By the way, watch this real quick. In competition, have you ever lost on the rowing machine?
Not once.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, on and also on the Seed Oil Scout, I just looked it up in Chattanooga, a restaurant called Opa Greek Restaurant. Never heard of it. OPA. They never use a seed oil.
Look what we
just found it. OPA. I want to eat there. OPA Greek Restaurant is the first one I've seen that they said 100% clean. Oh, yeah, I see the app.
Yeah.
All right, brother, we are clicking along the time here. It is time to take a break. When we come back, the little last words of the show, that plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Are you into fitness? If so, we've got the event for you. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming June 1st. It's bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Men and women will be competing for the Mr. and Miss Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Crunch Fitness, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Chat Morgan, and White Lightning Harley Davidson. For more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Rock 105, your home for racing talk radio, presented by Optimize You. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2023? They'll break it all down and cover it all each week. Tune in to Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
I want to welcome a brand new sponsor, Alchemy Med Spa and Wellness Center. They were founded on a simple concept, the transformation from within, because beauty is for everyone. The Alchemy team are certified experts, passionate about treating, caring for, and educating their clients to help achieve optimal results. Let the Alchemy team help you to look and feel your best. They're located in Chattanooga, on the North Shore, and in downtown Cleveland. For more information, visit alchemymedspachat.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World. I'm going to hand this little segment back to my co-host, Clint Powell, because he has something on his mind.
Well, the last of the show, we're always doing our Stoic Reads, or you and I go back and forth about philosophies. Mental health is part of health. We've had a lot of other talk today about different aspects of health. I wanted to ask you a question.
Uh-oh.
You're a business owner. You grew with how many people did you start off with? Like one person?
Well, two.
And now you have 39 or 40?
Right.
So my question to you, how hard has it been for someone in the health industry to stay healthy, to find the time to do the things and to make it a priority? And the reason I ask that is I got friends who are mechanics, and the cars that sometimes lack the most are theirs because they're all busy all day doing it. How many times have you seen a doctor? Unhealthy. Why? Because they're spending all day helping other people. How difficult has that been as a business owner? And then there's a second question too.
I really like the question, and I've never really pondered it before, but I will say that there's two answers to that. One of the answers is it's more difficult because of the busyness of being an entrepreneur that consumes you in building a business. But the problem, or the good thing, is I'm a hypochondriac. So when you would walk in the store and say something about your poor health, guess what? I also felt your poor health, and I would start looking for that little red bump that you had that turned out to be skin cancer. Well, all of a sudden I've got skin cancer. All of a sudden I've got
so
the next disease.
It's actually helped
so
you.
It motivated me to do everything I can to not fall into poor health.
So helping you stay healthy, if I know how to help you, then I then can turn to help myself if I need to.
And bingo, yes.
Right.
So I learned from really pretend illnesses
right.
because I would go deep diving into if you had something and I wasn't very clear on it, I would go in and find out every single component of what's going on with your health.
How about the business side of it? So I know you're very passionate about the supplements. You're passionate about the health, the holistic approach to your health. How, on the business side, how big of a learning curve was it to learn what margins were, to learn on the good side of scheduling, how to hire, when to buy? We buy too late and you don't have stuff to sell. You buy too early and now people don't understand. You actually pay to house stuff. It's costing you money if it's just sitting there. That learning curve, has that been an ongoing process, and was that difficult, or do you enjoy that side of it as well?
I enjoy it now, but I use the analogy of me getting my pilot's license. I got my pilot's license and I flew about 100 hours of flying. I thought I'm a pretty good pilot. until I got to 200 hours of flying. Then I thought, oh man, I knew so little. And now, and then I got to 300 hours and I realized 200, I'm still such an amateur. I don't even know. I'm at 800 now and realize how little I know.
Isn't that crazy though? How the smarter you get, the more you realize there's so much you don't know. It's the same about health.
Well, I'm going to put a plug in for you. You are coaching me and one of my staff members, and you have a vast experience of business coaching. What you do is... So it brings such clarity to sometimes even old timers like myself that I just value your skill set and your objectivity. And I'm not, we didn't talk about this. Tell people about what you do if they want something for their business to truly pull them out of the dark woods.
I tell everybody all the time, I just ask questions.
But because you do the ones.
Well, but I think having questions asked from people who aren't tied into the answers is important, because questions clean off mirrors and windows. I say it all the time. It cleans off windows, how we see the world, and the right questions will clean off the mirror, how we see our actual selves. And once you do that by asking questions, most of the time people come to their own conclusions.
I see that.
Yeah. And the last thing I'll say, and then I'll hand it back to you to wrap it up, is the only people, including me, the best things in my life have come once I realized I needed them to come. In other words, humility is the key to learning. Once you realize what you said, 300 hours of flying, I know nothing. There's people that get to that 300 hours, that's as good a pilot as they'll ever be, because they knew everything they thought they needed to know. And they've limited themselves because they don't have the ego to go, oh, no, no, I've done this for 40 years, I'm going to keep learning. That's a big deal.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it, Clint. And you can't teach anyone anything if they already know
it
all. All right. That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Vital Health Radio Download. Also, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com. And we thank you for listening. For Clint Powell, all the staff at Nutrition World, and myself, Ed Jones, have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.